This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. A little bit more than 9 years ago, May of 2008, Postville, Iowa, population as of the most recent census, 2,116, was the scene of one of the biggest workplace immigration raids this country's ever seen. Nearly 400 undocumented workers were rounded up at the kosher meatpacking plant there. It's called Agriprocessors. That plant shut down about 5 months later. The company filed for bankruptcy, and the whole town found itself deep in crisis. Marketplace's Annie Baxter went to northern Iowa to see what's happened since.
In 2008, school kids in Postville heard helicopters circling over their school. Pedro Lopez Vega was in seventh grade at the time. He and his buddies looked out the window and wondered what was going on.
What we were thinking was maybe they're the National Guard trying to show off to the high schoolers, try and recruit a couple of them or something like that. Like they're giving them helicopter rides or, you know, whatever.
Lopez's parents worked at the kosher meatpacking plant in town, Agriprocessors. He and most of his family, immigrants from Mexico, were undocumented. Fear about being deported was always in the background, so the helicopters triggered that, too.
Because then there's also that kind of voice in the back of your head. What if the biggest fear of your life, you know, the thing that can essentially destroy your life, is happening?
He asked teachers what was going on. They didn't know at first. Then a friend confirmed his fear. It was a raid at Agriprocessors. Lopez's dad wasn't working that shift, but he knew his mom was.
I went to my desk, put my head down, started crying. I was like, that's it. That's my mom.
His mom was one of nearly 400 undocumented workers rounded up in the raid. She told authorities she was in the country alone so that Lopez, his dad, and two sisters wouldn't be discovered. Over the following year, his mom was shipped to multiple detention centers in several states. She was eventually deported back to Mexico. For Lopez, the separation was brutal emotionally. And without his mom's income, the family sometimes couldn't pay its water bills. They started to go to the local food pantry. The raid affected more than undocumented families.
It cratered the Northeast Iowa economy, and a lot of innocent people got really hurt.
Aaron Goldsmith has lived in Postville 20 years and owns a local medical supply company. He's part of the Hasidic Jewish community that sprang up in Postville around the kosher meat plant. He says because of the raid, hundreds of undocumented workers disappeared practically overnight, no longer paying rent, no longer spending money around town. This all happened as the Great Recession was unfolding.
We had, you know, so many houses foreclosed on, people abandoned their houses, businesses just picked up and walked away. See, on the corner of the street, we had a big, huge Hispanic grocery store and restaurant. That building's still empty.
And so that was the raid, not just the recession?
100% the raid. 100% the raid drove that out.
Goldsmith had a hard time financing an expansion of his own business because property values dropped so sharply. Several agriprocessor managers wound up in prison for labor and immigration violations, along with financial crimes. New owners bought the kosher plant nearly a year after the raid. It got a new name, AgriStar. They eventually tapped a new source of workers with legal status, Somali refugees. Goldsmith, who's ever the town booster, points out once empty storefronts that are now Somali-owned businesses. One of them is next to a synagogue.
That's the ultimate diversity. You know, I consider the Middle East how broken it is. And here you have, you know, a Muslim Somali business right next to an Orthodox Jewish synagogue.
But the long-term prospects for Postville, like most rural towns its size, are not great. The population is aging. The workforce is shrinking. Which is why some folks in town say there are business owners that still rely on undocumented workers 9 years after the raid. Pedro Lopez Vega's family no longer counts among them.
We all have permanent residency right now.
Visas, then green cards. His mom returned from Mexico. Lopez just finished college and moved to the Minneapolis suburbs. His parents still live in Postville. And for work?
Both of them work at AgriStar.
Even with new owners, it is the same place where his mom got arrested. But Lopez isn't shocked she went back.
Tell me another place that they can work at in Postville. Tell me another small town that they feel comfortable living in.
Despite everything that happened in Postville, Lopez says it's safe. It's quiet. It's home. In Postville, Iowa, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.